Welcome to the Mentors Care Podcast. I'm Summer Backstrom, along with my co-host, Mentors Care founder, Dina Petty, and we love to talk to each other and to the amazing people that make up the Mentors Care family. What is Mentors Care? It's a nonprofit organization that matches adult mentors with students considered at risk of not graduating. The vision of Mentors Care is simple. One volunteer gives 1 hour, one time a week, to mentor one student. It's a proven formula with incredible and life-changing results. The conversations you'll hear are designed to educate and inspire others to join the Mentors Care movement. Now, enough of this standard open. Let's get to the good stuff on this episode of the Mentors Care Podcast.
Hey guys, so glad you could join us today. We're doing something a little bit different today. We are out at Mira Vista Country Club, and we are interviewing on spot a lot of our great supporters and people that love Mentors Care. So we have our very own Sean Byers, who is our coordinator at Red Oak High School, but he's also our community engagement person and is awesome at this. And so he's walking around taking some interviews of some of our favorite people. First of all, I just want to say a huge shout out. Thank you to Thornton Steele, Donnie and Jennifer Lassiter, who have been so supportive of Mentors Care over the years. You'll hear from them here in just a minute, and a few more of our friends. But we want to start off with Sean. He kind of stumbled a little bit out of the gate. We hope you enjoy this. Thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm Sean Byers. I'm the community engagement Hey, I am Sean Byers. I'm the community engagement coordinator for Mentors Care. We're out here at Mira Vista Country Club in Fort Worth. Hey, this is Sean Byers. Hey, this is Sean Byers. I'm the community engagement coordinator for Mentors Care. We're out here at Mira Vista Golf Course, Mira Vista Country Club. So, hey, this is Sean Byers. I'm the Mentors Care. Hi, this is Sean Byers. I'm the Mentors. I'm going to be interviewing some sponsors and some. I'm not made for this. Hi, this is Sean Byers. I'm the Community Engagement Coordinator for Mentors Care. We are out here at Mira Vista Country Club in Fort Worth, hosting our first annual golf tournament fundraiser. We have several people out here that I'm going to be able to introduce you to, and they're going to share their heart with you about Mentors Care and how they love the program and what drew them to our program. I'm here with Cheryl Lattimore. She is a board member with Mentors Care, and she's a founding member. She's been here for 11 years since we began. So Cheryl, what drew you to Mentors Care?
I have always had a passion for the population that Mentors serves. Dina actually approached me at the very beginning and with her vision and invited me to a meeting with two other individuals who she had been meeting with First Baptist Church, and talked about her vision. And at that point we met, and we have just taken it forward since then. And she's been the guiding light, and I've been behind her cheering her on ever since with the fabulous work that's occurred over the last 11 years.
And so you've also been a mentor yourself, is that correct?
I have.
So how many students have you mentored?
Over the 11 years, seven.
Okay. Any memorable stories from those seven?
Oh, I have lots of memorable stories.
Tell us one really good one.
My very first kid that I mentored was the best word to use would be angry person at the time that I met her. During our 2.5 years together, she was not going to graduate. She was not goal-oriented. She did graduate. She had a baby during that time as well, and graduated. And, you know, it's funny to me that she felt that the program had such an impact on her that she named her son after my child, which was really an honor. She's doing very well now. I just love that kid. I keep in touch with all the kids that I mentored. Every single one I've mentored did wind up graduating, all but one the traditional way, and then one through the LEAP program.
That's phenomenal. So for anybody listening to the podcast that is not a mentor, what would you say to them, those that are considering helping out or something that they could do for Mentors Care? What advice would you give them?
Don't give up on the vision, because you will be pushed to limits. You will be stood up. You will be ignored. You will be sometimes feel like you're there just so they don't have to go to class, but really they are listening and they will reflect back what you say later. Like I said, I've kept up with all the kids that I've mentored, and the words that I use to them, I've heard come back later, like they've used them when talking to me. So I know they heard me even when I felt like they weren't. So it is the most rewarding thing I've done. It was not always easy, but it was always worth it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hello, I'm with Tom Moore. He's our Mentors Care Board President. He's been serving in this capacity for a year and a half, 2 years now. Sure. But he served on our board for how many years, Tom?
Oh, prior to that, off and on, I would say 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And then early on, I was the MISD board representative that served on the board.
That served on our school board in Midlothian. Exactly. So you've been familiar with Mentors Care for a number of years.
Correct.
So yes. What drew you to Mentors Care? What was the thing that made you fall in love with it?
Originally, it was, you know, knowing Dina and the family, and then actually being on the MISD board. I was the board member that was the board member that sat on the board. But also, as a young kid, I lost my dad at a young age and probably would have benefited from something like this. And I didn't have that, but luckily I had family members that, you know, I could reach out to and stuff. And but I love what they're doing. Kids that may not have a mentor, they're able to get together with somebody where if they've got questions, they can ask and just have somebody to be accountable to.
You've been in the Midlothian area.
Uh-huh.
So how has Mentors Care affected that community?
Oh, I think on many levels, just from a standpoint of graduation, you've got kids that most likely probably would not have graduated. You've got kids that have gone on. In fact, I think we've got some kids that were in the program that are now involved. I think we may have some that are teaching. I'm not sure. You know, it's just good to catch kids at an early age, get them on track so that when they become older adults, you know, it maybe saves them from some issues.
Right. Well, thank you so much for what you do for Mentors Care and how you keep it going. And just to let you remind you, we do have our podcast, first and third Tuesday of every month. So get on there, check it out.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. I'm here with Donnie and Jennifer Lassiter. They are with Thornton Steel, and they are our tournament sponsors today. I know y'all been involved with Mentors Care for a number of years, probably since the beginning or pretty close to the beginning.
Very beginning.
What drew you to Mentors Care? What made this be one thing that you wanted to take in?
Well, the main thing that drew me in was the impact that it would make on the kids and those kids that are less fortunate than us and that just need a helping hand, some guidance through life that may not necessarily get it home. And I've always told Dina, even if we touch one kid and change one kid's life, everything is all worth it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. How have you noticed, y'all were instrumental in getting us into some school districts, and how have you seen that it's affected the communities that we've gotten into?
Well, as an educator, and I taught in Midlothian for many years when we first got the program going, I saw that there's a need at the high school and through Dina's vision that, you know, we could get volunteers in the community and that they could serve these kids. And even if it's just 1 hour a week, that's 1 hour more than what they had, and keeping them on track and getting them to where they can graduate and then following through after that. And I think it's a way for the community and the schools to bridge together in supporting these kids. You don't just have to be parents or friends, that it's community involvement in supporting kids and letting them know that they have many people who care about them and want the best for them.
Right. Awesome. And so have you had any interactions? Have you been mentors or have you had interactions with students that you can tell us about?
Yes. So I taught for many years, and so I also was a mentor in Midlothian and then eventually got the program going in Maple, which then I eventually taught there. And so I've been involved with it from the very beginning.
Very beginning.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for everything that you do for Mentors Care. And for today, I hope y'all have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
The Lassiter family has been pivotal in the growth of Mentors Care. And honestly, don't think that we would have grown without their backing, because they understood the vision. They understood what we wanted to do. But honestly, it comes down to somebody believing in it and then putting a monetary backing to it. It had to happen. You know, we have to have a full-time person hired. We have to implement the program in the school, and then we have to support the school throughout the years. And it takes money.
And, you know, the Lassiters, they've been so generous. And anytime I see him, he goes, what do you need? And I said, man, I hate every time I see you, I'm saying, well, we need money. And he's just, hey, how much? And just supports it. And so when you think about it, like this next year, if all of our schools are full to capacity, which would be 50 to 60 students with 50 to 60 mentors, that is potentially 420 lives could be altered forever because of their generosity and helping us grow. That's huge. I mean, it's about lives. I know we're talking money, but it does affect lives. And so to say I'm thankful, to say that I'm appreciative, just really doesn't do it justice. I just love them, love their heart. And when you meet them, you know, they're so humble and kind. You would never know all the things they do. So this whole event is happening because of them. And I'm so appreciative. We're having fun already. A lot of people showing up. And we're looking forward to growing every year. So mark it on your calendar. Look for it on our website. We'll probably get our date on there pretty soon. Go ahead and set your calendar and come out and join us. And know that you're having a fun day playing golf, but you're also helping us grow to impact lives, and it directly impact lives. So thank you, Donnie and Jennifer Lassiter and the whole family.
All right, I'm here with Adam Villarreal. Adam, tell us your roles with Mentors Care.
So currently serving as treasurer on the board.
So what do you love about Mentors Care? What is it about their impact in the community, or what is it about it that you love?
Well, I'll tell you what drew it to me first is believe it or not, I used to be one of these kids, you know, living in hotel rooms, switching schools. I think I was 8 schools by my 8th grade. Just one of those ones that actually needed a mentor. And I feel like this is my best way of contributing. But yeah, that's what drew me here, and that's what I love about it. And it takes people like we have here at Mentors to reach those kids, and definitely seeing an impact in our community about it.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do for Mentors Care, and even the behind the scenes work that sometimes people don't see, how needed it is, and you are phenomenal with that. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you being here.
All right, I'm here with Kobe Juergens. Kobe, how long have you been affiliated with Mentors Care?
I've been on the board of directors for about 10 years now.
Awesome. And so you've seen quite a bit of changes throughout the program. And so something drew you to Mentors Care. What was that thing that you fell in love with?
Well, I have some close relationships with people who have been through the situation of homelessness or a bad childhood and just a unhealthy household. So it really opened my eyes to what's going on. I grew up in Midlothian. I never expected this was going on in Midlothian, like everybody. And then I found out from my personal relationships that behind any door it could happen, it could be going on. And that's kind of what drew me in and wanted me to give these kids an outlet, because they're kind of in between with the state and the government. They don't get a lot of assistance. So we're a helping hand that helps get them through that and hopefully on to become a successful person in life.
Awesome.
So that's what drew me there. And then, you know, Dean is just great and the organization is great. I love our board and we really think things through, and I think we're good with our money, and we make our dollar go a long way. And it's beneficial for all the kids that are a part of it.
Now, as far as the community you serve in Midlothian, how have you seen Mentors Care affect the community of Midlothian?
It's just had a positive effect on the kids and even the adults, the people who get to mentor. I've mentored. Just the effect it has on your life and what they bring back and talk to people about, and they know they're affecting kids. So I think it has a positive effect on not only on the community, not only the students, but the adults who get to mentor these students. You know, I take it home and my kids get to see what we do. And my youngest is out here today raising money for the event, and my wife. And so, you know, it brings people together and it gives kids hope. I think it gives the community hope is what I get the most out of.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kobe. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, I'm here with Barbara Truby. She's one of our Mentors Care board members, and she's been a mentor for the last 3 years. Barbara, what drew you to Mentors Care?
As an educator, one of the things that I am dead certain about is that when you have a mentor, someone who cares about you, someone that sees your special gifts and keeps you encouraged, I know, and it's actually proven, that you're going to stay in school, you're going to feel that, like you belong, And that's what Mentors Care gives to the high school students it shares. I know that after watching kids for over 4 years, that all of them need to belong and all of them need to feel special. These students grow stronger and more confident in who they are with the program, because the program includes so many people, a lot that you don't see behind the scenes. A short and quick story about a coordinator. One of my people actually shared with the coordinator, "You have been my school mama." And I thought that was really special. She sent her that message on Mother's Day. And I thought, that's perfect, because sometimes they do need a school mama or a school daddy. The program also has provided some excellent, excellent education for the mentors, and really guides people to know what the talking points that are used and all the workshops that are offered. It's just such a genuine program in terms of giving everybody something that they're going to need to perform, keeping everybody in school. Finally, on the board, what goes behind all of that, what the monetary aspects of it, and just the winsome stories that are told, and the hard work in doing programs like we're doing today, the golf tournament, to help earn money for the kiddos. And it's all very well put together. So I love the program, and I know, I'm dead certain, that these kids need it.
Well, thank you so much for what you do for the board. A lot of times, what our board members do is never seen in public. Nobody gets to see what y'all do. But the direction, the guidance, the things that Dina has to lean back on y'all with and ask questions. And there's so much diversity within our board to be able to make our program grow and make it the best we can be, relying on every individual person. So as an integral part of the team, you're doing, everything. Everybody does a great job. And thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm here with Chris Ransbottom. He's the youth pastor at First Baptist Church in Midlothian. He is a mentor for both of our Midlothian high schools, Midlothian High and Heritage High School. Mm-hmm. And this year he's going to start to be a mentor at Maypearl High School. So thank you, Chris, for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
What drew you to Mentors Care? What made you want to be a mentor?
Yeah, I'm a, like I said, student pastor. I'm from Midlothian. That's my hometown. That's my community. And investing in the lives of middle school and especially high school students is what I do. It's what I've devoted my life to doing. And so being able to be on campus with those that I would never have crossed paths with before, instead of begging them to come to me and come to our church, instead it's say, let me go to you, let me enter into your world, let me step into your normal routine and just be a listening ear, not to necessarily convince you of anything, not to tell you all the things that you've done wrong, not to do any of that, but just to start off by listening and then see, once I gain a little bit of a reputation with them, once I gain the privilege and the right to be able to speak into their life, being able to do that in very strategic and intentional ways, it is fantastic. And also know Dina, I graduated with her son. I said, being from Midlothian, I've just known her and her heart for a long time, and I believe in her. And so out of that passion that she has for students and for teachers, for their families, for its impact whole communities, it aligns well with what I believe the church is supposed to be about. And so I view this Mentors Care organization as a whole as a partnership and an extension of what the local church's mission is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So have you seen it affect the community of Midlothian as well as the community of just in your church?
Yeah. So in Midlothian, I've seen how they have not only been able to communicate with that student, but with their siblings and with their parents, being invited over for holidays after they've been with them for years, and just seeing you become part of the family and they become part of your family. And the impact on a community, seeing not only the life of that one student and their families changed, but by extension, that student then having impact, positive influence over their friend group or their classmates, their teammates, their bandmates, whatever they're involved in, the people that they're connected with start to see their life changed in small ways. They take notice. And I've seen kind of that chain reaction. The influence is just spreading, right? It's multiplying, it's growing. And then even in our own church, as people hear about it, they say, "Oh, you're saying that I can have influence in somebody else's life. You're raising the bar." Right, expecting more of mentors, and people don't shy away from that. Instead, they go, "Oh, I'm going to take that challenge. I'm going to take that charge, and I'm going to meet it. And I'm going to exceed it." Right, and so the bar just keeps getting raised more and more in our own church of saying, I think you would be great at this. And they say, wait, you believe that of me? I don't even think that of me. Right. And so then you get to see people step up to that challenge and be a mentor. And then it goes from one school to a second school, or one school from one student to two students, or and people love it. Once they're a part of it, you don't see people leaving this program very often.
Right. Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for all you do, not only for Mentors Care, but the community that you serve in. And thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm here with Ann Margaret Smith. Ann, what is your affiliation with Mentors Care?
My husband is on the board, Carl Smith, and I've been affiliated with Mentors Care now about a year and a half. And I just am the backside of Carl Smith and help out where I can.
What do you love about Mentors Care? What drew you to, you and your husband, to Mentors Care?
My husband's been in the school business about 55 years. And so it's all about kids. And what Dina has set up and set in the practice, I can't say enough good things about. I believe in our administration at the school system, what Dr. Ledbetter is supporting, and I believe that what Dina set in place for the kids, the earlier we can get to help out those that are in need. Sometimes our kids just need a little extra attention and help, and I think we have such a support system with MISD and helping Dina have that little extra edge, and there's a lot of districts around that don't get to take advantage of this. And I just believe wholeheartedly that we have the volunteers and the people who really want to set out to do it. And I believe we have a need. Yes. I think every district does, right. But I think that the fact that we support it and we get in there and help, and right. I think it's a huge, huge value that we can share and help kids.
Right. And your husband serves currently on the Midlothian ISD board.
Yes, sir.
So he gets to see the school side of it as well, the mentor side of it.
Yes. And he's lived both sides of it. So I always know there's a need, right. And that's his passion and his heart, is to help those in need. And we've lived it to see that there's a lot of kids out there that don't have the home life, that need a little extra help.
Right.
It's just, it's a place to help. It's a place to serve. Exactly. And that's what it's all about for us.
Good. So how have you seen it affect the community that you live in?
Well, again, I think that, you know, those extra people that take the time to come together. And as you saw with COVID, mm-hmm. you know, we had people that needed extra meals. We had people that needed extra help getting kids to school or getting extra time to get their work done.
Yeah.
You know, kids that maybe didn't even have the internet and they needed an extra person just to say, hey, can I help you get that work done? You know, we had a lot of kids that even the teachers couldn't reach, even to get through to get them graduated, that the teachers couldn't get. Mentors Care stepped in. And I can't even remember the number, but I know that Dina had mentioned that there were, all of them graduated because those mentors stepped in and got them graduated.
Yes.
And I don't believe that probably would have happened if those mentors hadn't been there.
Exactly.
So I truly believe that's how I think that the community came together and stepped in and got it done. And to see that, that was just a huge factor in me that said, this is the real deal. And I think if we can share that with each little district, and each time it steps into a new district, we're helping kids all over the state. Isn't that what it's all about?
Right, right.
In my opinion.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your heart and all your support and everything that you and your husband both do for Mentors Care. Our podcast goes live every first and third Tuesday of each month. So we'll be looking for you to show up on our podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.